You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Dial that phone, 217-244-9455, with your pledge of financial support. Big red button on our homepage at willag.org that says donate either way. It's important to do, and it's important to do right now. Mike Tenora is one of the many voices you hear during the week. He is from T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois, and is on the line now to talk about the weather forecast. Let's start with 5 to 7 days. Producers would like to plant corn, although it's on and off rain, and I think turning cool over that period, too. What do you see?
Yeah, it doesn't look the best going forward for the next 10 days or so. The problem is that we have a fairly large storm system off to the west, and it's disconnected from the jet stream. Whenever a storm system is disconnected from the jet stream, it moves very slowly, and that will be the case. Right now it's located pretty close to Colorado, and by the time we get to Monday, it will only be located in Michigan. Compare that to a winter storm type scenario. Usually a storm will move that quickly in 24 to 36 hours, but it's going to take it a full 5 days to move to the east. Because of that, we'll have multiple areas of rain and thunderstorms within the entire central U.S. It's in a pretty amazing area of rain that will occur over the next week. So we're just looking for widespread rainfall of around 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches, with a few areas receiving over 2 inches through Monday.
So this would run from where? Delta all the way to the northern Corn Belt, or is there more specifics than that?
Yeah, no, it's unusual for us to have this widespread of a rain event, so I could see where, it might not be the clearest just talking about it so much like this, but it really is a large storm system with a lot of different areas of rain that'll form.
Now, let's turn our attention to something that was released by the U.S. government last week. They do a report on El Nino and its relative strength. Did you take a look at it?
We sure did, and what we figured out is that the current El Nino forecast for it to continue into the autumn would be very unusual because that has only happened twice since 1960. Those 2 years were 1969 and 1987. U.S. corn and soybean yields in 1969 and 1987 were both above the trend. So that tells us that weather in those years was not problematic overall for the entire growing season. Now, keep in mind, we only have two examples there out of a 55-year time period. So because of that, we can't just say that this growing season is going to be fantastic for corn and soybean farmers, but at least the small piece of history that we have suggests that nothing major is imminent. So we would caution that there is a fairly large area of dryness that's developed over the last 6 months, even though we have this rain that's been going on over the last week and some more rain coming up over the next week. It's unclear if we're going to stay in this dry pattern or just stay wet right on into May.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Mike. We do appreciate you taking the time with us today.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Todd.
That, of course, is Mike Tenora of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. We are brought to you by Illinois Public Media, the University of Illinois, and, well, you. And if you haven't pledged your financial support for our radio station and the agricultural programming that comes to you from this campus, now might be a good time. 40% of what we gather in total comes from you, our listeners. So it's important that you dial in at 217-244-9455 or go online at willpledge.org or willag.org and then hit that big red button that says donate. And hey, thank you so much. Have a great afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.